Okay, hi Nigeria, hi to everyone that will actually listen to this podcast, because you know we're young people and we actually don't pay attention to things like this, because even I wouldn't pay attention to something like this if it wasn't me. So like, I just started a podcast because I really needed people to talk to, people to relate with, and people to cry with, because everyone has like emotional states and all of that. So I would just like to say, if you're actually listening, thank you so freaking much. But thank you. And yeah, so this would be about me. And hi, sorry I did not make a formal introduction. My name is Mary, and you guys can just call me Venom, because I would like to go like on a rare on this podcast website. So yeah, I would just like to rant, like to talk about health, talk about relationships, talk about life, talk about school, talk about just basic things, talk about your skin. I'm not even going to talk about skins, because I'm going to feel like 100% F9, because my skin is so dead, and I've been trying so many products, so many things, try to make it work and all of that, but they are just not working out. But that's not what we're going to talk about. So this podcast is going to be about hairs, going to be about life, going to be about schools, going to be about relationships and things. Sorry. And things, yeah. Just anything. If I start getting more subscribers, I would actually like be able to communicate with so many people and get to know people's stories. And I just want this to be more like a storytelling podcast website. So if you're listening, you can share whatever with me, like anything at all. Just send it and I would publish it, talk about it, say what I could say, because I'm honestly not perfect. And I'm not going to pretend like I am, because I am not even close to being perfect at all, I guess. So yeah, now this will be about me talking, period. About school, I've been struggling for 2 years now. This might actually make it the 3rd year, but all hopes are actually high, and I trust God and I trust whatever He's doing with me, because I trust Him, and I just trust Him. I mean, that's all I could say. So yeah, my school, I've been waiting for an admission. People that know me know that, by God's grace, I'm going to get it this year, and I know that. I am confident, because I have God and I have me. I'm not even saying I'm like really brilliant, but like I just have me and I trust my intelligence, my brain. I just trust my brain, and I know it won't fuck me up. It will not. So now we're going to talk about hair. Nah, I ain't gonna do that, because everybody that knows me know I have like these gone edges. But that's not really what I want to talk about. I just want to talk about relationships and how I suck at keeping one, or suck at being in one. And it's just really crazy, because life just hits you sometimes and you just want to cry, but you can't, because you just can't, and you're not allowed to do that. So yeah, let's take a quick break. Wow, I get myself together,
I guess.
So we're back, and yeah, this bubble stops going up, like when my voice goes high and then they're going like high, makes me smile. So yeah, back to my relationship talk. So I think every serious relationship I ever had, and I think I only had like two serious ones, and then the rest were just flings, and then they were really nothing to me. Yeah, they weren't really anything to me. They really mean much, I guess. So yeah, all my relationships end at 8 months, like 8 months and some days, or some like a week or 2 weeks, and I'm like this recent one just actually made me notice, because I'm like, dude, it's just hate. It's just, oh wow, I have this deep back door. As a Yoruba girl that I have, I need to have it to prove to y'all that I am Nigerian, like 100% Nigerian. And that's on what? That's on what? Period. That's on everything that you know. Period. So yeah, this recent one actually made me realize that I'm not really the problem. I used to think I was the problem. Like, anytime most of my relationships ended, or the ones I wanted to keep ended, I always thought I was like the problem. But I just realized I really wasn't. I really wasn't. And sometimes being loyal is like the worst thing ever, you guys. Don't. Please excuse me to take just a short break, because I think I'm breaking down. No, I'm not breaking down. I am not. So yeah, I know the problem isn't from me, so I just would like to understand why guys cheat. Like, if you knew the girl you were in a relationship with wasn't enough for you, should have never gone for her, like never in the first place, and just wait till you find that person you want to be with, and then just date them instead of being in a relationship with someone and then cheating on them, because you should be pushing them to do better or be better, even for the next person that is going to come for them. You should push them to be better, push them to be. Better, like in always, in intelligence, in business, in the streets, because everybody wants to be like street smart. And as a guy, you should influence your girl to be street smart and not make her feel insecure or any of those bullshit. So if you knew you weren't like going to stick with a girl, or stick with that girl, you should have never gone for her, because maybe she was never your type. Maybe she was actually never your type. Instead of cheating, I guess. So yeah, I've been cheated on a couple of times, and I really did not used to see cheating as a bad thing. I used to actually say, oh, it's normal because my father cheats. Yeah. So like, I got used to it, and like my mom would always tell me, a man would cheat, a man must cheat, a man would, and he should. Like, I'm like, it doesn't really make sense. But like, I grew with that mentality, thinking women have to be the only loyal ones in a relationship. And then I met this guy last year, and then I actually saw more reasons to believe men could be loyal. Like, men could be loyal.
if they wanted to. If a man wants to be loyal, he would be. No matter what temptation comes his way, what girl he meets, or whatever, any of those things, if a man wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. And girls, we need to understand that if you're with someone who doesn't appreciate you, girl, please just walk out. Just leave. Don't try to fix something you both know isn't going to work out. Don't make a guy be with you because you feel like you are going to lose your mind. Don't let a guy be with you because, like, don't let a guy be with you out of pity. Don't let the guy be like, oh, I can't leave her because she's going to break down, or oh, I can't leave her because she's been crying, or any of those bullshit. Because girls, we need to get our act together. Like, we really need to, like, I'm being really, like, really serious right now. We need to get our act together. Like, if a guy says he doesn't want you, girl, please just walk the fuck out and let him know that yes, you are definitely more than enough. You are the shit. You are it, and you are what every guy wants to be with. Who every guy wants to be with. So you gotta learn to appreciate yourself more, because if you don't do that, the nigga ain't gonna see your what. Period. He is not going to see your what if you do not see your what. So we girls need to understand that. If a guy says, oh, it's over, accept it, go with it, just let him be, like, just let him go, because if he was meant to be, he would have never done those things to you, and if he was meant to love you, he would never hurt you in the first place. Never, because guys protect people they love. Men protect people who love. Men always look out for them. Men always be there for them, are always there for them. For the people they love, always there for them. And no matter what they are going through, it would still be there if you wanted to be. So, like, don't ever let a nigga tell you the reason why he cheated on you was because you weren't giving him attention, or because you guys had a fight and you were ignoring him like a bad bitch should. Because a guy needs to see your what, and if sometimes you need to ignore his ass, you gotta do it. Like, just do it and just let him know that you are the shit. Because girl, you are definitely that shit. Like, you need to keep reminding these guys that you are the shit. Like, and if you don't treat me right, you can't be with me, and I can't be with you. Like, you gotta learn to treat me right. You gotta learn to act right. You gotta learn to talk right. Because everybody knows guys have sweet mouths. Everybody. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that. So, like, if we are falling for the sweet mouth, I think that just makes us the fool, because guys have categorized us as fools. I got this really smart, intelligent guy on my list, and then he's always telling me how girls are stupid, including me. Like, he says it to my face, and I knew it was a real one, because most people will tell you, oh, forgive him, oh, talk to him, oh, he loves you. But he will tell you, oh, this nigga is cheating on you, this nigga is doing this, and you're still staying there because you're a fool and you ain't shit. And I'm like, no, period, I am shit. I am the shit. And we just need to appreciate each other more, because we need to appreciate ourselves more. Because, girl, if you don't see your worth, nobody will do that for you.
I promise you nobody would. So like sometimes you need to learn to walk out. Yeah. I think that's the word. Walk out. Just do it. Just do it, girl. Go for it. If you have this, girl, the first sign of knowing a man isn't loyal is by thinking it. Once you think he's not loyal, then he's definitely not loyal. Period. What? Period. And everybody knows that's on period. Once you think he's not loyal, girl, don't trust that nigga because he's not. And if you think he is, girl, run, because he's definitely not. The thing is, guys are loyal. I could say like a fucking 98%, like fucking 98% of these niggas out here are fucking cheating, and most of their excuses are usually, oh, she didn't give me attention, oh, she wasn't there for me, oh, we were on a break. Why would you say you were on a break with someone and that would be the reason why you break up with them, or why you cheat on them? Sorry, I have to slap my hand like quickly because I was getting really pissed, and I can't slap my face because, girl, my face is everything to me, like literally everything. So like, I'm just really curious to know why guys cheat. Honestly, really curious to know that. But as usual, we have to deal with it because we are girls. Like, we have to deal with some bullshit because we are females, and that is what we should do. And my mom would tell me it's cool for a guy to cheat on you. I don't get where we got this old thinking from, but we really need to drop that shit. We have to drop that bullshit. We honestly have to. We just have to let it be known that we deserve loyalty too. If we are giving it out, I'm not even going to say all girls are loyal, because damn, they not. I know a lot of girls that have a loyal nigga and they are not loyal to him because they feel, oh, one day is definitely going to cheat.